President Mugabe's remarks yesterday at the burial of national hero Charles Utete have attracted scorn among protesters and support from ZANU-PF activists. Stanley Zhorwadza, chairperson of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, who has led protests against the harassment of vendors and the continued stay of Vice President Phelekezela Mboko at Rainbow Towers Hotel, say the president is now out of touch with reality. Zhorwadza noted that the president's remarks are causing friction in the country.
He hasn't seen protest yet. What he has seen is just a clip of the smallest that he can ever expect in terms of protest. The real protests are coming. And we are saying we will be obviously deported back into Zimbabwe because our problems are in Zimbabwe. So we are not going to be intimidated by the forces that think that they are in power and they will intimidate the owners of the country. And surely the president, with his advanced age, he should have wisdom to know that the youths and other young people in the country deserve to be honored and deserve to remain and do what they want in their own country.
Francis Rhodes, deputy spokesperson of Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign, told Studio 7 that President Mugabe is wrong by classifying those that have genuine concerns as non-Zimbabweans. Rhodes called on Mr. Mugabe to instead address problems that are affecting Zimbabweans instead of attacking people who are unhappy about the way he's running the country.
As for President Robert Mugabe's speech yesterday, what is very, very disturbing is that he is trying to say that Pastor Ivan Mawarire is not a Zimbabwean, and all the other people who are angry about what is happening in Zimbabwe are not Zimbabweans. As Tajamuka Sesijikile would want to say that there is no Zimbabwean who is more equal than the other. If we have concerns, because they are the leadership, they must address those issues. And the issues are real. People don't want bond notes. People do not want the import ban that was imposed by the government. Civil servants do not want to get paid the following month. We want the return of Itai Dzamara. We do not want the national pledge, as said by the churches. So all those Zimbabweans have got concerns.
Hardlife Mudzingwa, an unemployed youth, echoed the same sentiments, adding that he is happy that the president is now aware that most Zimbabweans are unhappy about his rule.
The statement made by Robert Mugabe is an expression that he now knows that things are not well on the ground. It's an expression that he acknowledges the resentment that is being shown by Zimbabweans. But be that as it may, the tone of his message expresses the long-held idea that he has no willingness to tackle the challenges that Zimbabweans are facing, and he is incapable of doing anything in terms of ensuring that cross-borders are able to do their work, those that have completed their education have access to employment.
But Goswill Gauzani, a ZANU-PF supporter who was part of those that marched in Harare today to counter those protesting against the government, said anyone who speaks against the president is dividing the nation.
The president is very correct 100%, because there is no such a pastor. We can't tolerate such pastors in Zimbabwe, because we are a united nation. So we don't need someone who come and try to divide us somewhere, somehow, anyway. We don't tolerate. So this pastor must find somewhere else to do his fucking shit, not here.
Zimbabweans have been staging protests in the country, with some demanding that the president should step down for allegedly running down a once vibrant economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.